记得很多年前有来过我们这个地方协助圣工。
I remember a few many years ago I came here to learn about to do holy work.
那个时候有一些长辈都还在这里哈。
I remember there are a few elders that were still here.
但是我这一次来了，好多个长辈有的移民到别的地方去了。
But now this time when I came, some of these elders moved somewhere else.
我看到有很多。还不太认识的新的弟兄姐妹。
And there are a lot of members here that I don't really know yet.
但是也看到大家为了准备灵恩布道会的一种用心。
But I see the hard work of the people to prepare the ESSC.
比如说炊事啦。
Such as the kitchen.
这个宣传福音啦。
The preaching.
诗班的准备了。
The preparation of the choir.
看看大家都很用心。
Everybody works hard.
那能够在自己的岗位上去做，这个是一种忠心的表现。
And to do these things is a faithful, act of faithful service.
那相信有神美好的应许跟恩典等待着要赐给我们所有的每一个人。
And I trust that God's blessing and grace will come upon us.
那一个人做事情有始有终啊。
And for somebody to do things, everybody has their own time.
这个是一种忠心。
This is a type of faithful, is type of faith.
忠心啊。那如果能够把事情做好。
If you're able to do these things well,
而且不懈怠
and
不懒惰的意思
if you're not lazy,
能够把事情做得有效果
then you'll be able to do things effectively.
这也是一种忠心的表现
and this is also a very a good act, faithful act.
在任何的工作上啊，相信一定会被肯定的。
And in any act of service, then will be recognized.
神更喜欢这样的人啊，成为他的工人啊。
And God likes these people to be His workers.
神也喜欢跟这样的人同工。
And God likes to work with these kind of people.
因为他需要这种人来服侍他。
Because He needs these type of workers to serve Him.
如果我们专注圣经里面记载的古圣徒啊
，If we take a look at the old saints of the Bible，
会发现神在用人啊，都是用那个认真的。
We realize that God uses those who are very diligent。
做事服事很努力的人
，Doing things or serving they're all very diligent。
几乎没有看到神用的人是懒惰的人。
You won't see any God using a worker that's lazy。
或者是不努力的人
or someone that's not working hard.
所以他用人啊，这个人有一个特色，就是很忠心。
And so, what God looks for, the characteristic of God's worker is that they are faithful.
那保罗他有这方面的一些劝勉。
And Paul had some things to say about this.
我们来看一下这个提摩太前书的第一章。
Let's take a look at 1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章
First Timothy chapter 1
第一章我们来看这个十二节
Chapter 1 verse 12
一章的十二节
Chapter 1 verse 12
在十二节里面这样说
And in verse 12 it says
说保罗他感谢赐给他力量的主耶稣基督
Paul says I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has enabled me
因为耶稣以他为有忠心
，because Lord Jesus has counted him faithful，
所以差派保罗来服侍神
，and to, so sending Paul to serve God。
我们看到他保罗的服侍的工作
，we see in Paul's servitude，
他是很完全的投入的
，he fully completely puts everything into his work，
是很用心的
He is very diligent.
所以在他的福音工作上面
So in his evangelistic work,
我们看到他是一个很称职的工人呢
We see that he's a very persistent.
他对圣经神的话是非常非常的明白
He completely understands well the Bible.
他没有那个模棱两可的地方啊
He doesn't have any places where he's unstable.
他在讲道理的时候真的很清楚。
And he's very clear when he preaches.
是就是，不是就不是。
What is right is right. What's wrong is wrong.
他很用心的来证明耶稣基督啊是那位救主。
He diligently proves that Jesus is the Savior.
也就因为他具备这种忠心的态度。
And because he has this faithful attitude.
所以神跟他同工的现象啊，非常的清明这个。这个很好啊。
And so so God worked with him very well.
他自从被主拣选以后
，And so after he was chosen by God,
他就跟这个世界啊做了一个断绝。
He cut himself off from the world.
而且他带领很多的人信主。
And he brought many people to believe in Lord Jesus.
他也建立了很多的教会。
And he established many churches.
他也透过神的名啊，行出了许多的神迹奇事。
And through the Spirit of God, he performed many signs and miracles.
真是一个很不容易的一位工人。
This is a very hard to come by worker.
有时候心里再想一想啊。
Sometimes when we think.
在今天末后的真耶稣教会里面呢。
Today in the last days in the true Jesus Church.
如果能够多几个像保罗这样的工人，那该多好啊。
It would be so great if we could have some workers just like Paul.
在教会福音工作的发展一定非常好。
And then the evangelical work of the church will be great.
也就是说，如果愿意学像他这样忠心的态度
，So if you're able to learn from his faithful attitude,
很多的圣工啊，就有很好的神荣美的这个同在啊。
Then a lot of the holy work will have the abidance of God.
因为你不用讲太多
，Because you don't need to say much.
你只要尽本分做。
You just need to diligently do.
神就容易在中间。
And God will be with us.
来开启他福音的恩门呢。
To open the doors of grace of His gospel.
所以，透过古圣徒的这个表现呢。
So through the ancient saints' attitude.
我们可以做很好的学习啊。
We're able to learn.
所以谈到忠心服侍主啊。
So when we talk about faithfully serving God,
我们要跟各位分享三个方向。
We're going to talk about three different points.
首先要来谈到的哈
，the first point
是要来讲这个信仰服侍的忠心的程度。
We're going to talk about the faith, serving in the faith.
忠诚度 ，loyal 哈，忠诚度，就是你要表达你的忠心的程度啊。
To show your faithfulness.
这种忠心哦，这个 loyal 非常重要。
Loyalty, and this loyalty is very important.
如果你有这种态度，忠心的程度
，If you have this loyalty,
你到什么地方上班呢、啊？老板都喜欢呢、啊。
No matter where you go, the boss will like you.
有些人去上班呢、啊，一直在批评老板，批评公司哎。
A lot of people when they work, they'll criticize their company or their boss.
这个很容易让老板觉得你这个人态度啊没有专业。
If you criticize, then your boss will feel like you're not very professional.
那今天我们成为教会的工人啊。
And today, as workers of God,
我们就有这种忠心的态度。
We must have this loyal attitude.
圣经称啊，这个在教会里面服侍的人称作什么呢
？And so in the workers in the Bible, what did they do?
我们来看一下这个启示录的第一章。
Let's take a look at Revelation chapter one.
启示录第一章。
Revelation chapter one.
第一章，我们来看这个十六节。
Verse 16.
第一章的十六节
，Chapter One, Verse Sixteen。
这里说，从死里复活得胜的羔羊耶稣基督啊。
Here says the Jesus that resurrected from the dead。
从死里复活的得胜的羔羊耶稣基督啊。
From the Jesus that resurrected from the dead and received victory。
他的形象, 在这里记载得很清楚,
Here it shows us his image.
就是从12节一直到18节,
From verse 12 to verse 18.
说他的右手啊, 拿着七星啊,
In his right hand, he had seven stars.
这个七星指着什么呢?
And what are these seven stars?
我们来看20节。
Verse 20.
20节这里说论到你所看见我右手中的七星呢。
Here's the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand.
也就是使徒约翰在异象里面看到耶稣基督手中拿右手中拿的七星呢。
It's also the same in the vision of the Apostle John, the seven stars that he saw.
还有七个灯台的奥秘啊。
And the mystery of the seven golden lampstands.
七个灯台就是讲那七个教会。
The seven lampstands are the seven churches.
那七星是讲着那七个教会的使者。
And the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches.
教会的使者一般就指着教会的工人啊。
The church's angels are talking about the workers of the church.
教会的工人使者对神的忠心很重要啊。
So it's very important for the angels, the workers of the church to be very loyal. And so don't criticize the works of the church. And more so, you cannot criticize or attack Lord Jesus Christ. Rather, you should be concerned. You should join the work.
参与教会各项的圣工。
Join the various work.
这样子，你才能够用忠心的态度来服侍神呢。And
only so will you be able to serve God with a loyal heart.
所以服侍主的忠诚度。So,
serving God loyally.
会影响到他对。 对主服事的一种内容跟精神呢。Will
affect the spirit and the content of one's servitude.
所以这个忠诚的表达不是用嘴巴讲的。And
so this attitude is not through our mouths.
而是你实际要寻找你跟神之间的一种关系的建立。But
you must realistically find it through this relationship between you and Lord Jesus.
这种关系的建立就透过你平日的一种灵修。
And this relationship is based on our own spiritual cultivation.
比如说要有你自己的祷告习惯。
For example, you must have your own habit of prayer.
要有你自己读经的时间。
Must have your time of reading the Bible.
甚至你要去学会各种事工的一种服事的学习。
And you must learn and participate in various holy work.
那这些种种啊, 就能够展现出 你对神之间关系的一种忠诚度。
And these will come to make up the loyal attitude that you have for the Lord Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣基督他也是这样子说哎。
And Lord Jesus Christ also says.
他说什么呢？
What does he say?
我们一起来看马太福音的25章。
Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音25章。
Matthew chapter
25. 25章我们来看23节。
Chapter 25, verse 23.
25章的23节。
Chapter 25, verse 23.
23节。
Verse 23.
主耶稣这里讲一个比喻。
Here Jesus tells us of a parable.
他说到，你这个又良善又忠心的仆人啊。
He says, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
你在不多的事情上面有忠心。
You have been faithful over a few things.
我要把许多的事派你管理。
I will make you ruler over many things.
而且可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
Enter into the joy of your Lord.
也就是说，你在小事情上面忠心服事。
It's also to say that when you are loyal and faithful in the small things,
你很自然的在大的事情上面也能够忠心服事。
Naturally, you will be able to be loyal in the bigger things.
在小事情上面你都不忠心了。
If you're not even faithful in the small things,
怎么可能把更大的重要的圣工交在你的手上？
Then how can God give you the even greater, more important work?
主耶稣用这个比喻来劝勉 众人的。
Lord Jesus uses this parable to teach the disciples.
是要教跟能愿意跟随他的人有这方面的学习。
So that those who follow him can learn this.
所以站在宗教的信仰的立场来看。
So when we talk about faith in our religion.
服侍神要有忠诚的这种态度是很重要的。
The loyal attitude that we have is most important.
有关这种态度是不能用任何的人事物来取代的。
And this attitude isn't something that is expected by others.
保罗他也有这样的说法。
Paul also said something similar.
我们请看哥林多前书十四章。
Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
哥林多前书的十四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 14.
十四章我们来看二十节。
14 verse 20.
十四章的二十节。
14 verse 20.
弟兄们，在心智上不要做小孩子。
Brethren, do not be children in understanding.
然而在恶事上面要做婴孩。
However, in malice be babes.
但是在心智上总要做大人呢。
But in understanding be mature.
所以今天我们信仰的表现呢
？So today are the acts of our faith.
你只光一直在领受而没有去付出
？If you just receive and you don't give,
那你还不是一个很真正成熟的一个基督徒呗
？Then you aren't you an immature Christian?
领受的阶段是还在婴孩在学习成长的阶段。
Receiving is being a children in our faith.
但是你懂得付出啊。
But when you understand to give,
那个是已经是成熟的大人
then that is being mature.
能够为神担当一些圣工来服侍他
to serve God for God.
所以在我们的心智上面
so that in our hearts,
我们的心啊要能够展现出你对道理和圣工的一种追求
our hearts must have a yearning for the word.
像有一些我记得十年前来啊
For example,
有的弟兄姐妹他也是在学习啊
For example, about a decade ago, the brothers and sisters here were
那这次我来到这里啊发现哎有的已经接负责人有的在负责某项圣工啊
And now I come back 10 years later, I realize that some of them are serving as council board members
哎这是一种成长
This is a type of growing
在信仰道理方面得到教会的肯定
In our life of faith, we have this confirmation.
所以就能够担任或参与在圣工某方面的一种带领。
And in this way, we'll be able to enter into the various work of church.
但是你不要只停留在做圣工的一个热忱而已。
But don't stop in that that status.
你还要在道理上面也要成熟啊。
You must also be mature in the word of God.
还在各方面这个做事情的态度的。这种表现也要成熟啊。
And in our attitude when we're doing work, we also must be mature.
这样子哦，才能够在圣工上面有一个很好的传承。
Only in this way can we have a good mess.
所以从你内心的这种心智的成熟。
So in our heart have this maturity.
它会带出来你在服侍神工作上面一种忠诚的态度。
It'll bring out a loyal attitude in our servitude.
甚至这种态度也会影响到其他的人或下一代。
And this attitude will affect the next generation.
我们一起来看耶稣雅记。
Let's take a look at Book of Joshua.
耶稣雅记的十一章。
Joshua chapter 11.
十一章我们来看这个十五节。
Joshua chapter 11 verse 15.
十一章的十五节
Joshua chapter 11 verse 15
十五节耶和华怎样吩咐他仆人摩西
As the Lord had commanded Moses his servant
摩西就照样吩咐耶稣亚
So Moses commanded Joshua
耶稣亚也照样行
And so Joshua did
凡神所吩咐摩西的
，and all that Lord had commanded Moses，
耶稣亚没有一件懈怠不行的。
He left nothing undone。
我们看到摩西他忠心服侍主的态度。
We see Moses' faithful attitude towards serving God.
影响了一个年轻接棒人耶稣亚。
It influenced this young worker Joshua.
所以忠心就成为一种恩赐，也传承给下一代。
So loyalty became a type of blessing to pass on to the next generation.
这个在神面前服事是很重要的一个学习。
This is a very important teaching that in front of God.
如果教会里面有许多的长辈
，In church, if there are many elders.
曾经有他们的努力，才有这一间教会。
If it's through their hard effort and work that this is.
然后慢慢的就有年轻的接棒。
Was established and young people.
所以在教会来讲，这是一个很重要的传承。
This is a very important passing on.
这个教会还没有你来关心参与的时候，就已经有这个教会了。
Before you even cared about the church was already there.
讲到这里，我们就想想看过去美国圣公的发展。
So let's think about the prosperity and growth of America.
我们美国的福音怎么发展呢
？How did the gospel in America flourish？
就是早期有一批啊。
It was through
有一批工人。
There are some workers.
他们在美东开始有个聚会点。
They had a meeting point.
然后这一批人又跑到北加州。
And they had a place of service, and then they went to Northern California.
开始有个聚会点。
And they also had a house.
然后在南加州从那个什么 El Monte 是吗？就开始有第一间教会。
In Southern California, they established the church in El Monte.
教会就这样子开始发展了。
And then the church began to prosper.
而那些人早期的这个工人呢、啊，有些已经蒙主恩召。
And these early workers, some are already called.
早期的工人有些还留着。
And some stay.
他们有一个特色。
And they all have a special characteristic.
他搬到哪里，那边就有一个聚会点。
Wherever they move to, there's a house of
worship. 然后就开始有一个祈祷所。
And then there will be a house of prayer.
然后就有一个教会。
And then it will become a church.
这些人有一个特色。
And so there's a characteristic.
他只要到一个地方，他就开始在那里有一个中心的聚会。
The characteristic is that wherever they move, there's a church.
有一个中心的服事。
A place of worship there.
慢慢的，教会就如此开展。
And a loyalty of a service and the church grows.
一个人如果他有那种对信仰中心的服事
，So if a person has a loyal service,
神的工作就开始发展。
Then God's work will begin to prosper.
我们每一个都是神的工人。
And all of us are God's workers.
所以，不管有没有教会
，So it doesn't matter if there is a church.
你就如同一个一粒种子一样。
You're just like a seed.
你如果愿意来忠心的服侍主
，If you are willing to loyally serve,
神就会用你这个人或这个家庭。
God will use you or your family.
就这样子开始有一个。福音的聚会的
And to have this place of worship.
那小弟来美国帮忙了好几次。
And so I've come to America to help many times.
记得以前在我们的西区啊，没有什么教会。
I remember before in the West there was no church.
可是有个家庭聚会，哎，教会也带小弟去参加了。
But there was a family service, and so I came.
那后来再来就发现，哎，有个祈祷所。
And then I realized, oh, there came a house of prayer.
后来就有教会的成立。
And then there was a church.
所以看到那一批早期的工人呢、啊，他们真的对信仰的服事的忠诚度啊很强。
So you see that the early workers really had a very strong loyalty for the service.
那我们看到神带领以色列百姓出埃及啊。
So when we see God taking the Israelites out of Egypt,
能够出埃及经过旷野四十年呢
？To get out of Egypt and cross the wilderness for 40 years,
然后再把百姓带入到这个迦南地里面
，and to take the Israelites all the way into Canaan.
神选用了两个很重要的工人。
God chose two very important workers,
摩西跟耶稣亚
，Moses and Joshua.
但是他们有很好的特色。
But they have very good characteristics.
连那个忠心的精神跟恩赐都传承下来。
They even passed down their loyalty and their spirit.
两个工人在神的带领之下，完成了出埃及跟进迦南地的动作。
Under the guidance of God, these two workers led the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
而且当初他们带领的人呢、啊，非常非常多。
And they helped the people that they brought out very much.
哎，一两百万的人口哎。
那
我们现在的教会也不过几百人啊。
There's many million people, and now here in our church there are a couple of.
有时候就发现问题一堆啊，很不好带啊。
only a couple hundred people, but there are already problems.
这个时候怎么办？
And so what happens?
每一个人对信仰的服事应该有那种忠诚的态度啊。
And a person serving God must have this loyal heart.
这样子啊，神在中间呢就很容易带。
Only then can God work within
among us. 很多的问题就容易解决。
And a lot of problems will be easily solved.
因为你知道你是神的工人。
Because you know what kind of worker you are.
因为你知道你是神的儿女。
Because you know that you are God's children.
你必须要去面对这些问题。
You must face these problems.
而不是啊，害怕。
Not in fear.
不敢处理。
Not
不敢去承担。
Not wanting to bear responsibility.
大家选择好过推脱啊。
Everybody, rejects.
有时候你去处理一下一两句话就解决了。
Sometimes you just go and fix a problem.
根本就不用你在那里忍耐嘛。
It's very easy, and you don't even need patience.
问题还小，你赶快解决，很快就平静了。
While the problem is still small, you go and fix it, and everything's peaceful.
你不去关心解决啊，那个问题越来越大。
But if you don't go and fix it, the problem will become bigger.
后来发生问题，谁都不能解决，因为它牵扯太多了。
And eventually, the problem becomes so big that nobody can solve it.
这个忠诚度一定要有啊。
This loyal heart you must have.
摩西面对这么多的以色列百姓，他也不好处理啊。
Moses had to deal with so many people; it was hard for him to deal with.
结果他的岳父就建议。
But then his father-in-law suggested.
你就设立五十夫长、百夫长、千夫长。
Just make rulers of fifties, hundreds, thousands.
在每一个人负责的工作下面。可以处理的，他们先处理嘛。
And those the people under them, they can deal with their people.
不能的，严重的再呈报到摩西嘛。
And the problems they couldn't deal with, they just move it up all the way to Moses.
教会有一个执会啊。
And the church has a board, a
church council. 你在各股负责人可以处理的问题，你就处理。
What the problems that you can fix, just fix them yourself.
不能处理的，最后才呈报到执会里面来嘛。
The problems you can't fix, then only then do you move it up to the church council.
不能处理，就透过执会。开会，大家讨论怎么做。
And then in the council, they'll have meetings and they'll discuss how to.
而不是把问题挡在你这里啊，你不去处理啊。
Don't just leave the problem at yourself and not deal with it.
你挡在你这里，那个教会的问题，旧的不解决，新的又来，你说教会怎么办？
If you leave the problem, then the olds are not solved, and the new problems come.
如果你是一个有责任、有承担的一个神的工人，
if you are a worker with a sense of responsibility,
你就想尽办法要处理。
Then you will figure out a way to solve it.
其实处理一下很容易的。
Actually, just solving it really quickly is very easy.
结合执会的这个神给的恩赐和智慧，大家讨论看怎么处理比较好。
When the council comes together under the guidance of God, they will be able to solve the problem.
这个就是在服事主的工作上面一种忠诚度。
This is a type of loyal attitude when we are serving God.
很多时候啊，真的是要去面对啊。
Many times we must just have to face it.
责任已经给你，你就要去承担。
Responsibility is given to you, just take on it.
你就要去关心。
You just take care of it.
你尽力了，神也知道。
And when you put your all into it, God will
know. 尽力了还是处理不好，神也知道。
When you put your all into it and it doesn't turn out right, God
still
knows.
这个时候我们用更多的交托啊。信心来求主帮助啊。
And when that happens, you must rely on God fully and ask for help.
你也在里面会不断的成长。
And you will continue to grow.
会越来越具备各种恩赐和能力智慧。
And you will grow in different abilities and gifts.
所以这个也是要勇敢的。
And so this needs courage.
当神呼召耶稣要接棒接摩西的工作的时候。
When God called Joshua to take on the work of Moses.
在耶稣啊，这第一章里面很清楚。
In Joshua chapter one, it's very clear.
连续讲了好几次。
Tells us many times.
你当刚强壮胆。
Be strong and courageous.
我就必与你同在。
I will be with you.
当刚强壮胆呢
？Strong and courageous.
不是退缩。
Not shrink.
也不是害怕。
Do not fear.
而是责任给你了，你要勇敢去面对了。
When the responsibility is given to you, just courageously take it.
你没有办法解决，不代表教会就没有人可以解决了。
If you cannot be able to do it, it doesn't mean that no one else in the church can do it.
这个执会的功能就在这里。
The workers of the council are here.
不能解决的就要召集会议，大家来讨论嘛。
If you can't solve it, then call a meeting and figure it out.
透过祷告，看怎么样把这个事情处理好嘛。
Through prayer, figure out what we need to do.
而不是放着，等时间就会解决，不是这样的。
Don't think that you just leave it and things will take care of itself.
有些是可以，但是有些要积极的，赶快的 去处理啊。
Some problems maybe you can leave it, but some problems you really need to take care of it urgently.
这个就是我们所谓说的神的工人、神的仆人不懒惰的地方。
This is what I was talking about, that the workers of God cannot be lazy.
而是一种认真去面对的地方。
They have to diligently face it.
也是一个忠心的表现。
It is a loyal attitude.
因为你站在这个职务上面。
Because you are standing in this position.
你就要好好的去做。
You just have to do it.
没有人天生下来就学会事情了。
Nobody can just naturally.
经过训练，经过学习，最后你在工作中才会成长嘛。
You only through training and learning will you be able to prosper.
这个就是信仰服事上面的一种忠心忠诚的表现了。
This is an act of attitude of loyalty in your work.
我们再来看第二个方向。
Let's take a look at the second point.
要忠于所领受的职分。
The final,
忠心啊，你领受的职分你要忠心啊。
That you need to be loyal in our, in our cultivation position.
我们来看这个历代志上十六章。
Let's take a look at first Chronicles.
历代志上的十六章。
First Chronicles chapter 16.
十六章我们来看那个二十七节。
Verse 27.
十六章的二十七节。
First Chronicles chapter 16 verse 27。
在二十七节里，二十七节里面记载哈。三十七节哈。
Verse 37。
这里记载说大卫啊，派这个亚撒的弟兄啊。
Here it says that David sent Asaph.
和他的弟兄啊
and his brothers.
就在耶柜前常常的侍奉神。
He left them there before the Ark of Covenant to minister.
他们是一日进一日的职分哦。
And they did every day's work as required.
当我们谈到要忠心服侍主的时候
When we talk about loyally serving God,
他不是讲一天一次的这个现象。
We're not talking about one day and one time.
而是你活着的一天你在你的岗位职分上面要忠心到底啊。
In your everyday life, every single day, you must be loyal.
那要怎么连接表现出你的忠心到底啊？
And how do you connect this way of faithfully serving?
就是你活着的一天，你要把握住一天的服事。
For the day you live, you take hold of those responsibilities.
而不是热心一天，结果请假一年了，不是这样的。
Don't be fervent one day and then take a break for a year.
你一天尽一天的职分。
Every day, take on that every day's work.
你整年下来就是这样做，那你就看到你整年的一种忠心服事嘛。
If you do that every day, then eventually you'll see a year's worth of faithful
service. 那你忠心服事三十年、五十年，就看到你这么长的服事啊。
In 30 and 50 years, you'll see this loyal serving.
他也是要透过一天一天的累积，才有看到你长期的服事嘛。
This requires accumulating every day's work of.
事实上，我们能够服事主啊。
Truthfully, when we serve God,
这是神对我们的一种赏赐，也是一种恩典呢。
It's actually a blessing from God.
根据民数记的十八章的第七节啊。
According to Numbers chapter 18, verse 17.
Seven, 第七节。
Seven, verse seven.
那里讲啊，神差派这个亚伦跟利未人能够服侍在圣殿服侍啊。
It says that when God sent Aaron and his sons to serve.
那这是神特别给他们的赏赐和恩典呢。
This is their specific blessing.
所以我们好不容易从羡慕上工开始。
It's very hard. It's so hard for us to serve out of admiration.
然后进入到被安排在这个圣工里面。
And then to be sent to do this work.
那我们就要珍惜，这是一份赏赐，也是一份恩典的工作。
We must hold precious that this is the work given to us.
所以我们在各样的事情上面，你要表明你就是神的仆人了。
So in our different work, we must show that we are God's servant.
有些人很喜欢名字被挂在圣工的行列。
Some people like to have their names written in this.
但是也没有尽本分去做好啊。
To hang up, to show, and but then
被安排事工啊，你又不照时间去做。
But they don't do it well.
你不能做，你也不去联络别人去代替做好。
And then when you don't do it, you don't tell other people that you can't do it.
这样的话，你的在服事的圣工上面就有缺憾。
This kind of servitude it has a lot of lack.
根本不明白。
You don't understand.
你要忠心于你所领受的职分。
That you must loyally do the work that was given.
有一个财务啊。
There was a financial.
他接了工作有六年了。
He a financial worker. He took.
他的账做得非常好。
For 6 years, he took on this work very
well. 他公私分明。
And he did well in his work.
他私人的财务，公家教会的财务，他分得很清楚。
He was able to be very organized in his financial work.
而且他对待人呢，非常的谦和。
And so he was also very humble when he
所以他在做财务的时候，很多人啊，很愿意遵守十分之一和奉献、感恩奉献的。
And so a lot of people were willing, very willing to give their one-tenth tithe.
他接财务的时候，教会没钱。
And when he took on the work of finance,
因为前面的财务账处理不好。
Church didn't have much money because the previous.
他接了六年了。
Well, after 6 years.
结果教会的钱呢、啊，累积到将近2000万。
The money accumulated to over 2 million.
那神感动其他的教会的信徒也奉献到这一间教会来。
And God moved the members of other churches to donate to them.
就这样子，教会因为比较旧，所以大家同意建了个新的会堂。
And in doing so, they were able to change their old chapel into a new one.
哦，后来教会真的很顺利，就在这样的钱里面。把教会盖得很漂亮。
And then very smoothly, they were able to change to beautify their church.
这个教会盖得很有特色。
And this church has very specific.
它的外观呢，上面有一个荣耀的冠冕呢。
They have a very glorious sign outside.
它的会堂的内部啊，在台湾可以算是蛮漂亮的一间会堂。
And in standard of Taiwan, their chapel is considered very beautiful.
等到他卸任的那一天呢？
And until the day that
所有的账目都已经交接完毕，财务的账目交接完毕啊。
The financial work.
财务的工作、啊、交接给下一个新的财务啊。
So the work of financial work was given to the next term.
结果那一天神派晚上睡觉的时候神派一个使者来找他。
And during the night time, God sent an angel to him.
哎，就对着这位负责人说。
To tell this council member.
谢谢你把我的圣工做得很好。
Thank you for doing my work so well.
让我教会的仓库有钱。
So that the church can have money.
你的忠心的态度我看到了。
And your loyal attitude, I've seen.
诶，后来他醒过来之后啊，才把这个见证分享。
And after he awoke, he shared this testimony.
所以我们做的任何动作，神都在看。
So whatever we do, God is watching.
那我们没有那么直接的被神差使者对着我们说，所以我们更要努力。
Perhaps God is not going to send an angel to us in our sleep to tell us to.
你领受这个圣工的职分，你做的怎么样，你自己清楚。
But you are aware of how well you perform the work.
你那种用心啊，神也知道哎。
The diligence, God knows.
你在偷懒啊，神也知道哎。
Your laziness, God knows.
所以这个很重要，我们是做给神看的。
So this is important. Do it for to.
不是做给人看的。
Not for man.
做给人看，不见得神会喜欢的。
If you do for man, God won't necessarily like.
我们要知道，我们是做给神看。
We must know that we do it for God.
神如果悦纳。
If God accepts,
神如果喜欢,
if He likes it,
人众人也看到啊, that 神跟你同在,
people will see that God is with you.
所以我们在领受这个, 忠心于这个所领受的职分呢,
so we must loyally take on these responsibilities.
我们必须有这个概念,
we must have this
mindset. 一起来看哥林多后书第六章,
let's take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书的第六章
2 Corinthians chapter 6
第六章我们来看第三节
chapter 6 verse 3
六章的三节到四节
6 verse 3 and 4
这里说我们凡事都不叫人有妨碍。
Here it says we give no offense in anything.
免得这个职分被人毁谤。
That our ministry may not be blamed.
第四节反倒在各样的事情上面表明自己是神的用人呢。
But in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God.
所以我们领受圣工的职分。
So the position we receive from.
我们要很清楚哎。
We must be very clear.
我们要尊重这个职分。
We must respect this position.
而且在各样的事情上面表明我就是神的仆人呢。
We must commend ourselves as ministers of God.
所以我们要忠于所领受的职分来服侍神。
So we must use our position, to serve God.
这个是一个很重要的服侍神的态度。
This is an important attitude when serving God.
那我们既然有这个职分，
So since we have this position,
那我们要如何表现出一个神的仆人的现象呢？
How do we show ourselves as a servant of God?
我们再过来看这个哥林多后书第四章。
Let's take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章的一节到五节。
Chapter 4, verse 1 to 5.
第一节这里讲了。
Verse 1, it tells us.
我们既然蒙怜悯，领受了这个职分。
Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy,
我们有五个态度要注意。
We have an attitude we must be wary of.
第一个态度啊
，First attitude.
你在这个职分上面不要上胆了。
Do not lose heart.
要勇敢啊。
You must have courage.
该处理的事情要处理啊。
The things you need to do, just do it.
这个时候你不必忍耐，或者是谈谦卑，你应该要做就要做。
You don't need to be patient or pretend to be humble.
该说的话要说。
Things you need to do, do.
该做的事要做。
Things you need to say, say.
你不要上胆的。
Do not shrink back.
你不要怕人情啊。
Do not be afraid of what people
think. 我们不是讨人的欢喜。
We're not looking for.
而是讨神的欢喜。
For God's liking,
man's liking. 你忠心传讲啊，神就与你同在。
If you do things faithfully, God will be with you.
当人看到神的同在啊，没有人敢随便乱来。
When people see the guidance of God, nobody will
就是看不到神的同在，所以有些动机不纯的人才敢乱来。
Because only when they don't see the guidance of God will they mess with you.
第二个态度是什么呢？
What's the second attitude?
这里说，不行暗昧的事。
Here it says, renouncing the hidden.
教会是神的团体。
God, the church is the
body. 你不能两三个人私下在那边交换利益，然后来去做教的事，不能这样做。
You can't have just two or three people, alone doing the things.
不能说你这个地方有亲戚，你亲戚讲好了，不管教会整体的事。
You can't say, oh, you have relatives here, and these relatives, don't care about God's.
如果你不照神的真理来走啊
，If you don't walk according to God's word,
你就是在暗昧中行事。
Then you are doing things hidden.
将来神会审判。
And God will judge.
这个我们要注意。
So we must be careful.
再来第三个。
The third thing.
态度是什么呢？
What's the third attitude?
就是不谬讲神的道理啊。
Do not handle the word of God deceitfully.
神的道理该怎么讲就怎么讲。
However, you should say God's word, just say it.
我们是要拯救别人，帮助别人。
We're trying to edify people and help.
就算是亲戚做错了，你也要劝他。
Even if your relative's doing something wrong, you must.
你为了拯救他嘛。
Exhort him.
不要让他越陷越深嘛。
So that you could save them, not.
帮助他能够调整嘛。
So that they can change.
所以要忠心讲述神的话。
So you must faithfully administer the word of God.
那再来。中间有谈到说不行诡诈
，and in the middle it says, not walking in craftiness.
在二节的最后一句话有讲不行诡诈
not walking in craftiness.
当神看到拿单耶，当耶稣看到拿单耶来到他跟前的时候
，when Lord Jesus saw Nathaniel,
他说这是真以色列人。
He said this he's a true Israelite.
神，耶稣称赞他心中没有诡诈。
He said, this person has no, nothing wrong in him.
教会是神的团体。
The church is God.
所以我们在里面服侍啊，不要行诡诈。
So when we serve God, we should.
你的动机要纯正。
We should have a good conscience.
再来第五个，不传自己，只传耶稣基督啊。
And we also should not just preach ourselves, but preach
Jesus. 所以你面对你所领受的职分，要具备这五个态度啊。
So when we serve God, we must have these five attitudes.
如果我们没有注意啊
，If we're not careful,
你只要陷入其中的一项，你就不是神的要用的工人了。
Then you won't be a worker that God wants to use.
所以我们要注意。
So we must be careful.
既然领受了从神来的职分，我们要忠心。
So the position responsibility we see.
尊重神也尊重神给的职分。
And we respect God and respect the.
你就要注意这几个态度。
We must take note of these five attitudes.
第三个方向。
The three points.
忠心服侍主。
To faithfully serve.
要怎么去表现呢？
And how do we act it out?
我们请看这个哥林多前书的第四章。
Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章我们来看第一节第二节。
Verse 1 and verse 2.
四章的第一节第二节。
Chapter 4, verse 1 and verse 2.
在第一节里面这样说。
Verse 1 tells us.
人应当以我们为基督的执事。
Let man so consider us as servants of Christ.
这里执事在原来的意思是讲仆人。
Here it's talking about servants.
也是讲做管家。
It's also talking about stewards.
所以这里说什么样的执事呢
？So what kind of servants?
神奥秘式的管家。
The stewards of the mystery.
所以这里讲是讲福音的执事，福音的仆人。
So here's talking about the servants of the gospel.
这个奥秘式就是讲神的福音嘛。
The mystery is talking about the gospel of God.
既然要做神福音的仆人
，since we must be the servant of
God， 第三节说要所要求的这个管家这个仆人就是要忠心。
And in verse 3 it says that we what is most important is that we must be loyal，
也就是要忠心于福音。
To be loyal to the
这个福音就是直指神的真理。
And this is the truth of the
成为真理的忠心的仆人呢、啊。
To be the servant of the truth.
所以神的工人，神的仆人呢、啊。
So God's workers, God's servants.
他不能抵挡神的真理。
They cannot shrink back from the word.
反倒是要扶助神的真理。
But they must support the word.
犹大长老更是这样说。
And the elder Jude
要为真道竭力争辩。为真道竭力争辩了，犹大书里面讲的。
We must fight for the truth.
成为真理的斗士。
That we should be the workers of the truth.
要维护真理啊。
To protect.
所以不能传讲异端。
So don't talk about heresies.
更不能抵挡反对圣经神的话。
Don't go against the word of God.
这个是一个仆人应该有的特色。
This is the characteristics of a worker.
保罗勉励提摩太的时候这样讲。
Paul encouraged Timothy.
他说我用清洁的良心来侍奉神。
He uses a clean conscience to work.
而且用信心、爱心和圣灵来牢牢守住神的道。
To use faith, love, and the Spirit to do the will of God.
用信心、爱心、圣灵牢牢守住神的道。
To faith, love, and spirit to hold on to the word of God.
他真的是一个对道理忠心的仆人呢。
He truly was loyal to the word of God.
只要圣经没有的，他就不讲了。
If there wasn't in the Bible, he wouldn't say it.
所以这个忠心来传讲耶稣基督，是服侍主一个很重要的做法。
So he loyally served God and preached out the word.
让人看到耶稣基督。
So that people can see Lord Jesus.
你的强传讲，你的做事，让人看到耶稣基督。
Your words and actions will let people see Jesus Christ.
不是荣耀自己，宣传自己。
To not glorify yourself.
以圣经的道理为主。
Through putting the word of God.
那用神迹见证来辅助圣经道理的正确性。
And using your testimony to support the word of God.
这样才不会走歪呀、啊，也不会传异端呢、啊。
And that way you won't preach heresy and you won't go astray.
所以透过我们刚刚所讲的三个方向
，So through the three things we mentioned，
你信仰服事要有那个忠诚度。
You must be loyal in your service.
要忠于你所领受的职分。
You must take hold of the responsibility given.
要忠于圣经神的道理。
And you must take hold, emphasize
the teachings of God. 这三个方向啊，真的很重要。
These three points are very important.
也是神拣选他的仆人、工人最重要的做法。
And these are the most important things when God chooses His workers.
有一次早上在做祷告灵修的时候
，One day during a morning prayer,
我觉得心里很烦躁。
I felt that my heart was very.
就心里想，有什么事情啊？
I was thinking, what's.
所以一个人在会堂里面祷告。
I was just one person in the chapel praying.
祷告到一段时间了。
And after a while,
就想到某一件事。
I thought of something.
想到这件事的时候，澎湃的那个心里的烦躁一下子变得很安静的一个湖水啊。
And then all of a sudden, I felt a peace, just like a river.
就想，那应该是这件事没错。
And I thought, oh, then it must be this thing.
那什么事呢？
What thing?
原来心中想的这件事就是想要到都市旁边有一个村庄啊，去那边走一走传福音嘛。
I thought, oh, there's a place nearby where I can go preach.
这个是在祷告里面想到的。
This is what I thought of when I was praying.
想到这一点了，心情就平静。
And when I thought of this, my heart was peaceful.
哇，那祷告在祷告就想，那要找谁去啊
？And so when I was praying, I thought, oh, who can I bring?
那大家都上班了，怎么办呢
？Everybody's working. What should I do?
这个时候突然想到，有一位老执事在家里啊。
During the time, I thought, oh, there's an elder that's at home.
他已经七十出头岁了。
He's already 70 some years old.
心里想，那不妨找他看看。
Oh, maybe I should go and find him.
所以祷告完了就挂电话给他。
So after I prayed, I called him.
就问那个执事啊，你有没有空啊？
I asked the deacon, "Oh, do you have time?"
他说要做什么？
He said to do what?
就说啊，想到都市旁边一个村庄去传福音啊。
I thought, "Oh, there's a village that we can go preach to."
这个执事马上回答说，好，感谢主，我跟你去。
And the deacon immediately said, "Thank God, I'll go with you."
这个执事说啊，就开他的车去啊。
And so the deacon drove his car.
那在电话中就跟他讲啊。
And on the phone, I said,
不然我帮你开。
How about I'll drive for you?
因为我年纪小，他年纪大。
Because I'm younger than him.
哪里有叫年纪大的人开车
What kind of person, older person would drive?
这个对我们晚辈来讲不好意思啊。
It's bad form for the younger.
他说他要开。
So but he said he wants to drive.
他说让他有一个服侍的机会。
He said he wants to use this as an opportunity.
我心里想啊，你来了我们再说嘛。
And I, in my heart, I said, "Okay, you come and then we'll talk."
他的车啊是一个很破旧的车。
And then his.When he came, his car was a very old, broken car.
几百公尺以外就听到那个声音，嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣，哇，看起来不太可以看的车。
And from far away, you can already hear this car coming along.
真的开到教会门口前面了。
And when it came to the door,
我一看了，哇，这种车还会顿一下，顿一下。
And I saw that this car would like move back and
forth. 我真的不会开啊。
And I didn't know how to drive it.
他坚持要开，所以就让他开了。
And he persistently wanted to drive it, so I let him
drive. 我们两个就往那个村庄去。
And us two, we went to that village.
一到那个村庄，我就问执事啊，这里有没有人你认识啊
？And when we went there, I asked the deacon, "Oh, do you know anybody here?"
他说没有哎。
He said no.
那我更不认识啊。
Then I don't know even more.
因为我才刚来啊。
Because I just got here.
那我就跟执事说，不妨。我们随便走，看哪一家的门开了，我们就进去里面讲了。
So I told the deacon, let's just go into a random house and go there and.
结果来到有一家人，这个很大的一户人家。
So we came to a house where there's a lot of people.
在门口我们就说我们是真耶稣教会的传道和执事。
At the door, we said, "Oh, we are ministers of the Jesus Church."
想过来这里坐一坐啊，跟你们谈谈啊。
I just wanted to sit and talk with you guys.
有一对老夫妻很客气，请我们进坐下。
And an old couple welcomed us.
就问他你们是属于什么教派啊
？And asked them, "Oh, what church do you guys belong to?"
他们回答我们是属于圣灵教派，圣灵教。
And they replied, "They belong to another denomination."
Not holy church.
Holy church.
教会名字叫圣灵教。
Their church name is called Holy Church.
这是一个几十年前日本的传道人过来传的一个教会。
This was a church that was preached that came from Japan.
这个传道人回去了。
Many decades ago, and the
就没有再回来了。
And he didn't come back.
这个教会的信徒一直守着这个教会啊。
And then these believers kept on following this.
说要祷告求圣灵。
To pray for the Holy Spirit.
也是主张要得圣灵的一个教会。
And so it was a church that prayed for the Holy Spirit.
三四十年，这个传道人没有再来了。
30, 40 years, and the preacher hasn't come.
他们一直在等。
They kept waiting.
刚好 透过祷告，哎，就有这个感动，就往这里来了。
And so through the praying, we were moved to go there.
就神安排这个机会。
To God set up this.
我们只是尽本分做。
We just did our duty.
啊，跟他们说，你们有没有得到圣灵啊
？And we asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit?
哎，这一对老夫妻说，等一下。
This old couple said, wait.
你还不要讲。
Don't talk yet.
我去找我的信徒来。
Let me find my other believers.
结果去找，临时找出二三十个人了。
And so they brought out 20-30 people.
我们就在那里简单做一个聚会。
And so we did a simple service.
他说现在你可以讲了。
And they said, no, okay, now we can start.
我们就奉耶稣的名聚会。
So in the name of Jesus Christ, we began to have the service.
简单唱一首他们也会唱的诗歌。
And we sang a hymn that they also knew how to sing.
然后我们就讲了七八分钟的圣。有关圣灵的道理。
And so we talked 7-8 minutes about the Holy Spirit.
在我们教会讲这个道理是很平常的。
And talking about this in our church is very
common. 但是我们很忠心的讲哎。
But we said it very.
我们也不用什么很深奥的言语讲没有哎。
We didn't need to use any deep or mysterious.
当小弟讲七八分钟以后。
After I said it for talk for 7-8 minutes.
这底下的人啊就哭哎。
The people listening cried.
甚至看到有几位他的嘴唇。舌头已经在卷了。
And I saw some people, they were speaking in tongues already.
哇，哭得很惨呢。
And they were crying very bitterly.
一面讲一面看，哎呦，好像得圣灵嘞。
As I'm speaking, I see that.
正在讲，他就得圣灵嘞。
As I'm speaking, they were talking in tongues.
这个执事帮忙翻译日本话。
The deacon helped translate into Japanese.
因为我们的话。跟这一批人的话也不一样啊。
Because our dialect was a little different from theirs.
所以我用中文讲。
So I use Chinese.
只是用日本话翻译。
The deacon translated into Japanese.
底下的人听到哭哎。
And the people beneath they were.
然后执事翻译也哭了。
They're shedding tears, and then the translator was shedding tears.
执事也哭了。
The deacon was shedding tears.
然后我转过身要跟他说，你不要哭啊，不然。翻译不清楚，那底下人听不懂啊。
I turned around. I told the deacon, "Oh, don't you shouldn't cry yourself, or else the people cannot understand."
我转过来准备要拍他的肩膀啊。
And when I turned around and I was about to pat his shoulder,
我还没有讲，我也哭了。
And before I said
anything, 莫名其妙被神的灵感动哎。
I began crying too, and it was miraculous.
这一批人哭了。
Everybody was crying.
只是哭了。
The deacon was crying.
我转过来要准备提醒他，我也哭了。
And as I was about to tell him to not cry, I was crying.
神的灵运行在里面呢。
And God's
忠心传讲神的话。
To faithfully
从祷告里面感动要出来传福音呢。
To from our prayer to be moved to come and preach.
哇，真的受不了哎。
And I couldn't stand it.
挡不住哎。
I wasn't able to hold.
所以就赶快就宣布我们的祷告是这样祷告。
So I quickly announced that this is how we pray.
第一句话要讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
First thing to say is.
接下来你要讲哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
Then you say hallelujah, praise the Lord.
你如果觉得太长，你就直接讲哈利路亚，哈利路亚就可以。
If you feel that's too long, you could just repeat hallelujah.
后来我们两个人就在祷告中按手啊。
And so us two, we went and laid hands for them.
哎，短短的聚会。
Such a short service.
结果十几个得圣灵哎。
And ten some people received the
Holy Spirit. 感谢主哎。
Thank God.
其中两三个是还正在讲道的时候，他就得圣灵了。
And even two or three of them were received the Holy Spirit while they were.
就完全跟使徒行传使徒这个彼得跟哥尼流一家人讲到的时候，正在讲，他们就得圣灵一样。
While they're listening, just like in Acts, when Peter was preaching to Cornelius,
太奇妙了。
It was too miraculous.
忠心服侍主啊，就容易看到神的神迹啊。
Faithfully serving God, and you'll see the miracles.
不用在那里讲你新的观点、新的看法，不用的。
You don't need to come up with these new ideas, new perspectives.
忠心服侍主。
Faithfully serve.
忠心传讲神的话。
Faithfully preach.
忠心领受神给你的这个职分去做。
Faithfully take hold of the position that God gave.
后来这个地方就成立祈祷所。
And then this place became a house.
受洗了不少人呢。
And many people were baptized.
感谢主耶。
Thank God.
主耶稣亲自的引导。
Lord Jesus has.
神的话就是这么有力量。
Guided, and this the word of God is that powerful.
领受的职分就是这么荣耀。
And the position we receive is that glorious.
当你忠心做的时候，
when you faithfully serve,
神就在中间。
God is with us.
你讲的话是真的。
What you say is true.
你做的事也是真的。
What you do is true.
荣耀神的名。
And you glorify God's
name. 宣扬主的福音。
And you
得救的福音了。
The
这一批圣灵教派的人就转过来信我们真耶稣教会了。
And these people began to believe in the truth.
感谢主啊。
Thank God.
我们有什么计划？没有。
What can we say?
有做什么很大的事？没有。
Did we do anything great? No.
只是忠心尽本分去传。
We just faithfully did our duty to preach.
忠心传讲神的圣经的话。
To faithfully preach the words of God.
那是因为神在中间。
And that's because
显出他圣灵的名证。
God was among us to glorify
His name. 显出他神的大能。
To show His great power.
让所有的人的心呢能够顺服归向耶稣基督。
So that everybody can turn to Lord Jesus Christ.
我们只不过是一个无用的仆人。
We are just useless.
我们只是一个无用的工具。
We're just useless vessels.
神同工，我们刚好参与了。
God works, and we're just there to participate.
愿神祝福我们大家。
May God bless us all.
我们有这种忠心的心。
To have this faithful heart.
也有忠心服事的态度。
Faithful attitude of service.
神就会在中间。
And God will abide with us.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless us all.
我们一起来做一个简短的祷告。
Let's do a short prayer.
过后休息十分钟再开始我们的下一堂课。
And then after 10 minutes, we'll have the next class.
一起来祷告。
Let's all pray.